WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The death toll rising and the number of people missing from Texas flooding up as well.
At least 173 people now unaccounted for. At least 110 deaths are confirmed, many of them children. 27 girls and counselors were killed at Camp Mystic along the Guadalupe River. Five campers and a counselor still missing.
ABC's Lana Moise, parts of Ruidoso, New Mexico, devastated by recent wildfires, more prone to flooding there. Three people lost their lives in flash flooding on Tuesday. Officials say a tentative deal has been struck between 9,000 union workers in the city of Philadelphia. The union not getting as much money as they'd have liked. The deal still must be ratified, but it will eventually mean trash will start getting picked up again in Philly. Russia firing a record 728 drones and 13 crews and ballistic missiles into Ukraine overnight. Ukraine says it was able to shoot down nearly 300 of the drones. This is ABC News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. UW students will likely see tuition increases for the third year in a row. System President Jay Rothman has proposed a jump in tuition and fees by up to 5%. For resident undergrads, that'll bring tuition to $12,166 at UW-Madison. The full Board of Regents is set to vote on the plan Thursday. And Governor Tony Evers issued nearly two dozen partial vetoes last week when he signed the state budget into law at 1:30 in the morning on Thursday, less than an hour after lawmakers passed it. Shelley Pittman has more.
Perhaps the most significant veto, according to the governor himself, was the removal of a 2029 deadline to close Green Bay Correctional Institution. Governor Evers has proposed closing the prison as part of a broader overhaul of the state's correction system. He proposed that plan back in February and said it would cost $500 million. But last week, the governor said the legislature hadn't engaged with his plan or proposed their own. And he said he objected to setting a firm deadline without having a plan in place.
You know, saying that we're going to do Green Bay by 29 doesn't mean a damn thing. We have to start working on this.
So he removed the deadline for an overhaul by 2029. Still, the budget keeps $15 million to begin planning for a prison realignment and the potential closure of Green Bay Correctional. Jim Rafter, the village president of Alloway, where the prison is based, called the veto a sign of broken government. He says the time for studies has, quote, come and gone, and that the village deserves a timeline. Republican reps David Steffen of Howard and Benjamin Franklin of DePuyer also criticized the move. They say Green Bay is structurally unsafe, older than Alcatraz, and that a firm deadline would have forced the state to act.
That's Shelley Pittman. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers and the Dodgers, Game 3 today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from AmFam Field in Milwaukee, where the Brewers and Dodgers are wrapping up their series. The Brewers winning again last night 3-1. Rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski throwing fastballs over 100 miles an hour. What was it like facing the Miz for the first time? Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
We hadn't seen him before, and the stuff's really good. The fastball is pretty special, and, you know, it's hard to find silver lining when the guy strikes out 12 guys.
The game televised nationally on TBS, announcer Brian Anderson interviewing manager Pat Murphy live during the game when he let out a swear word over the air by accident.
Murph, thanks for spending some time with us. We got to get your thoughts, what you've seen so far from your flamethrower, Jacob Mizorowski. Pretty elite stuff here as Monasterio sends one to left.
Get out of here.
It's D. It's caught at the wall.
Yeah, it looks like you get it off the end a little bit.
That's the Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today, our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, nice and clear, we'll drop to 63 for a low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high of 84 with a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Would you rather sleep in a doghouse or let stray dogs sleep on your bed every night? And this is every night for the rest of your life. Okay?
Well, I would have to say that the stray dogs sleeping in my bed, why not? Oh, hell. I got the Kraken. I got my border collie sleeping up there. You know,
really?
It's like a bed of hair now.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'll be joined by Celi Flores, a DACA recipient. We'll explore what it was like watching the 2024 election unfold, and what it's like now watching Donald Trump attack immigrants from coast to coast.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
My comment is they need to leave, and they need to leave right now. They need to leave because this is unacceptable.
That was Mayor Bass. That wasn't the one we're looking for. We're looking for this one.
Just finished working with our city attorney to file a lawsuit, because we have to stop this mess. You know, the idea of having troops go through the park and disrupt the children's summer camp, or drive through the streets and just pick people off the streets. We don't know if a kidnapping is happening or what. And so our city attorney is leading the way. We're filing a lawsuit. We're calling for an injunction for this to stop.
Yay. How about our rock star mayor? Yep. She will join us in just about an hour from now to talk about that. You know, Chris, we keep saying we are like the test case for this fascism that has come to America. So we have to be the models of how you fight back. Right. And I think Mayor Bass is doing that. So I can't wait to talk to her. And then we have her, right, terrific Bass, in the middle of all that man meat.
That's right.
Oh, by the way, for Bella, many, many people sent clips of That's Terrific Bass from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
That I've seen that.
Oh, okay. You have seen it.
I looked it up.
Okay.
It was for the Bassmatic, right?
Bassmatic 76. Yes.
Right, where they put a whole bass in a blender and then just drank it. Yes. Someone posted Lorraine Newman saying, that's terrific bass. Bella only knows her daughter from Hacks. She doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's also fantastic. But okay.
Lorraine Newman was the woman that got eaten by the land shark on Saturday
Night
Live.
Yes. Yes. Do you know land shark?
Mm-mm.
Oh. That was an equally silly but hilarious, right? It was somebody who would knock at the door and then like try to trick people.
Uh-huh.
Like, flowers for Mrs. Plum. Mm-hmm. Who? And then they'd trick them into opening the door and then they would be eaten by a land shark.
Oh.
It's as dumb as it sounds, but it was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Better than what SNL
Candygram for Mrs. Plum's. And they'd always like just, it was like Dr. Hoffman.
Uh-huh. Right. It was right after Jaws came out.
So. I see.
Yeah.
Paranoia.
Yes.
Anti-shark.
Uh-huh. Right. That's why it was funny. Every week was Shark Week when Jaws came out.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, wow, where do we start today? Speaking of Saturday Night Live characters, is which sweaty Saturday Night Live character is Trump when asked about Epstein? Holy cow. I think we may have finally hit pay dirt, everybody. He wouldn't even let Ian Rupton wouldn't let Pam Bondi answer, right?
Right.
Which one am I thinking of? It's the Martin Short. Is it me? It's him, right? It's me?
Nathan Thurm.
Right. And and he did an impression of the liar, of John Lovitz as the liar. Yeah. I can't remember why now. Somebody accusing someone else of being a liar, and then he did the impression. So he is the liar and the sweaty Martin Short character put together when asked about Epstein. I don't know. Do you smell a there? I do. I just feel when somebody has a, you know, panic attack. Also, Grandpa, Brian Karam joined us yesterday, reporter extraordinaire, and I know a lot of people are saying it now, at least on social media, is like, oh my God, with the dementia. Did you watch any of that yesterday? He doesn't blend anymore. He's sweaty. pupils are dilated. How long did he talk about gold leaf? How can anybody watch this? I mean, I get it that people are saying 25th Amendment, whatever, it won't happen. But oh my God, he doesn't know who stopped weapons. Can you imagine if Biden said 1/100th of any of that? He doesn't know who stopped weapons to Ukraine. I'm going to say it's your blackout drunk defense secretary who apparently didn't tell him. How does this guy still have a job after Signalgate? He stopped weapons to Ukraine? And then, of course, Trump tacoed on it. And then also, you know what's so cute?
What?
He just now realized that Putin's full of... And Daddy dropped a bad word again.
Yes. Every month or so, he realizes that Putin is a bad person.
Yes, he said he's killing too many people. Presumably, there's a right number of people.
Right, and so the pendulum goes back and forth with him all the time.
Right.
I'm done with his mood swings. Because they're just going to swing again.
Oh, my God. He is... Right, for somebody that everybody says is an alpha male, he is a bitchy, bloaty, crampy, menopausal bitch.
So is Pam Bondi. She got upset yesterday.
Oh my God. Well, who's not since the who is it? The Grinch explained to Cindy Lou Who where he was taking her Christmas tree.
Grinch fixed
have that. We what did you what did he say? What did she say? Hang on. I was because she was talking about the
my sweet little compare
and contrast.
Fake Santa Claus lied. There's a light on this tree that won't light on one side.
Mm.
So I'm taking it home to my workshop,
yes.
My dear.
Fix it up there.
I'll fix it up there.
Bring it back here.
Then I'll bring it back here.
Okay. All right. So this was the missing tape. The missing just happened to be the. Apparently, when Epstein killed himself?
Uh-huh.
Okay, sure.
The video was not conclusive, but the evidence prior to it was showing he committed suicide.
Oh!
And what was on that, there was a minute that was off the counter. And what we learned from Bureau of Prisons was every year, every night, they redo that video. It's old, from like 1999. So every night, the video is reset. And every night should have the same minute missing.
Oh.
I don't buy that for a second.
I sent you another tweet this morning. Because, I'm like, really? So just in that 1 minute, he devised a way to hang himself. Just in that in the 1 minute that happens to be missing from the... Okay. Nice try, Pam. Oh, and did she also talk about the papers? The best of the papers? Oh, by the way, someone said, did her desk hang itself too? Okay, hang on. Here we go.
In February, I did an interview on Fox, and it's been getting a lot of attention because I said I was asked a question about the client list, and my response was, it's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file, along with the JFK, MLK files as well. That's what I meant by
that's
that.
That's not what you said.
No, that's not what you said. You said
all.
The Epstein client list is sitting on my desk right now. I just meant there's so much papers, so many files.
Her desk is a mess.
Who did this joke? This is what I'm thinking of. Hold please. Where's the so we have lots of people in for other people, don't we? Oh, here it is. Ronnie on the Daily Show 14.
All right,
here we go. Okay. And Ronnie on the
Daily
Show.
This is crazy. I could have sworn that someone said there was an Epstein client list. Who was that?
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients? Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review.
Oh yeah, the Attorney General of the United States said the client list was on her desk. Let me guess, your desk also hung itself?
There it is. Okay. Can I just say, he's united all of us and MAGA, in speaking for Angelese, which is we are not Boo Boo the Fool up in here.
Nope.
We join MAGA in not being Boo Boo the Fool.
We join MAGA?
Yes. Yes, we have joined MAGA in not being able to wax that pony twice, Pam Bondi. Wow. So, the tragedy in Texas is just unimaginable.
And New Mexico now, too.
Yeah.
That happened overnight.
But, I mean, it's obviously the numbers of missing are you know, and it's just, here we go. Republican in charge of the, because remember we played this whole game in Hurricane Katrina. Because Bush did such a horrible job, they went, it's only state and local's fault because they're Democrats.
Right.
Every level here is Republican, from the Trump administration, who gutted the National Weather Service, right on down to the local, right? Mm-hmm. Whose priority was not to put in the, warning system, right? Because this is the problem, because Republicans would rather spend 100 and whatever, 11 billion on ICE agents terrorizing people than stuff to keep people alive. I mean, there is no one. And by the way, Greg Abbott's like, oh, only losers blame other people. Trump blames other people for everything ever, and particularly every natural disaster.
Yes.
Right? I mean, it's only when Republicans are at fault and in charge on every level that they go, oh, now is not the time to politicize. Oh, now we shouldn't be playing politics. There is blame to be laid here, you know? And those little girls didn't need thoughts and prayers. They needed a warning system to get them the out of there. It's hard to absorb. How long did this go on, Chris? 90 minutes, this cabinet thing.
Uh-huh.
Would you, because I know no one really can bear it. I can only do clips. I can't even watch. Trump delivered a wild and rambling performance at the cabinet meeting that ran for more than 90 minutes, ending with a long aside about interior decorating. Did you catch all that about the gold leaf?
Yeah.
Is there one person that can honestly say if this is your relative, you wouldn't be like, okay, all right. The van is here. It's time. He said Chuck Schumer has abandoned the Jews and become a Palestinian. So he's playing all the hits.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was Schumer he compared to John Lovitz's lying character, complete with an impression. Mm-hmm. He described the B-2 bombers that flew to Iran for last month's attack, saying they went skedaddle, and then tried to define the word skedaddle. He said, do you know the word skedaddle? It means skedaddle. Oh, that's like George W. Bush is back again. Remember where he would use the same word?
Yep.
Do we have tribal sovereignty this still? Because he would use the same word. He'd go, in other words, it means they're sovereign. Tribal sovereignty means they have sovereignty.
What do you think tribal sovereignty means in the 21st century? And how do we resolve conflicts between tribes and the federal and state governments?
Yeah. Tribal sovereignty means that. It's sovereign.
Okay. You get the idea. Then he went on to use the word sovereign again. 16. Oh, remember that dummy? Well, he's just a kind of a cuddly war criminal dummy. Okay. He took great offense to the question about Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, sorry. This is my recap, mm-hmm. America.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? I mean, we have Texas, right, which you're also responsible for. I love to see how they use that. Oh, now it's not the time to talk about anything because, by the way, you know, we keep having this debate. Is one thing distracting from the, like people are saying, is the, you know, MacArthur Park thing distracting from the, yeah, mm-hmm.
yep.
Epstein. And you're like, or is it just a series of horrible things and crimes all at once? Texas is obviously another disaster. Yeah.
it's just
a series of disasters.
Right. I don't think they fought enough in advance to distract from the Epstein stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's just all bad stuff happening.
It's just their massive incompetence criminality.
Right.
Okay, fine. Okay, thank you, Chris. I accept that.
Really? Mm-hmm. From me?
Yep.
Wow.
You still talking about Epstein? We have Texas. We have all these things. People are still talking about this guy. He called it a desecration to speak about Epstein during a time of some of the greatest success. Where is that? Has anyone located the great success we're having? On what level are we having? Okay.
I think they have two agreements for tariffs.
No, we don't. We have a pastiche of notions of an outline of a concept of a plan that will be here in 2 weeks from maybe two countries. We'll get into that whole thing later. and also the tragedy with what happened in Texas. Again, which is also largely your fault due to National Weather Service cuts, but okay. And also, can I just say the fact that they don't, Republicans all the way down don't believe in climate change, so of course they don't prioritize doing anything about, okay. Now I've hit a Gen Z issue, right? I got a from Bella.
See?
Yeah, preach.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Preach it, girl.
Yeah, Grandma's on it.
Clock it.
Yeah, got it.
Go, Grandma.
Did you just say clock it?
Yeah.
I'm a baddie with Riz.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
right?
Stands on business.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You're going to catch that
you
Riz and
cook
it. You
sit over there, Grandpa.
You're going to catch that Riz and cook it.
Yeah. Bella and I got this. Okay. Okay, so then he veered into talking about decor. I'm a frame person. Sometimes I like the frames more than I like the pictures. Oh, do we have... What's his name that likes lamp? He's Brick at this point. Right? He is Brick. He's just...
Loud noises!
Well, yeah, he's that. Are you just pointing at things and...
I don't know what we're yelling about!
We have it somewhere, right? I like lamp. He spoke of flags, clops, clocks, lamps, medallions, and more. This is the moment he has become...
Gold leaf. He wants everything gold leaf.
Steve Carell's character. Yeah. Are you just pointing at things? I love lamp. That's where we are. Trump spoke at length about the moldings.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is right. Mm-hmm. Whether they look better with gold leaf or gold-colored paint. If you paint it, it won't look as good because we've never found a paint that looks like gold. And then he rambled on for like 20 more minutes. They've never found a paint that looks like gold. So painting is easy, but it won't look right. And the question is whether or not we should gold leaf it. He asked some of his cabinet secretaries for their opinions on gold paint versus gold leaf. Not is it a good idea to gut the FAA? Might there be a lot more plane crashes or maybe the National Weather Service and there'll be no warning for disasters? Just but whether it should be. Yeah, he said,
the White House is not the Palace of Versailles.
Somebody could become very wealthy. They've never found a paint that looks like gold. Okay, so then he's... It's the cabinet.
I mean, the White House has a color in its name. It's
okay. It's 11 billion.
It's not the eggshell house.
Exactly.
People, 11 billion people said media stop ignoring his cognitive decline, as Brian Karam said yesterday. I mean, holy... oh, I love this one. Again with the gold. He's like Gollum with my precious. He is. It does look like Versailles or something. It's except a really super tacky Versailles.
Rococo, I believe is what they're
Aren't you like. Surprised that I didn't say Versailles? I bet you are.
I mean, you've been to Versailles, haven't you?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
That's why I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you got Riz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Batty mm-hmm. with aforementioned Riz. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's stop
All right.
that right
We got
now.
A lot of man meat and some terrific bass coming up 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Yay! I can't say enough about these Cozy Earth everything, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
My new discovery is the, what do you call it, all-day tee and the everywhere pant. They also have studio pants. They're all so soft, mm-hmm. so luxurious. And the sheets, forget about it. That's your ground zero. You got to have your...
Sure.
You got to have your sheets and you got to have your Cozy Earth pajamas. It is all made from viscose from bamboo. And I swear to God, it gets softer with every wash. I didn't know that.
Nice.
I thought it was my imagination. Oh my God, it's so soft. I've got the comforter cover now. The comforter, completely risk-free. Cozy Earth gives you a 100-night sleep trial plus a 10-year warranty on all their bedding. I mean, this is Oprah-level luxury. These are one of our favorite things for 11 billion years, I'm telling you. But I can get you a deal of all deals. July 11th to the 13th only. Go to CozyEarth.com. Use the code Stephanie. Save up to 45% on their best-selling temperature-regulating sheets, apparel, and more. CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie for up to 45% off. July 11th to the 13th only. CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller, the high priestess of excellent liberal talk radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, my new favorite product is Native Path Collagen, so that means my new favorite doctor is Dr. Chad from Native Path. Hi, Doc. Good morning.
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
I am a true fan of this product, I got to tell you, because I used to have to take, like, separate things for everything, like hair, nails, digestion. I've had, like, acid reflux and all that. Talk a little bit about how this one product and the way it's delivered is so important.
Yeah, so what we're talking about here is collagen. You know, it's a protein. It's the most abundant protein in the body. And it's what makes up all those things you just listed, like your skin, your hair, your nails, even your teeth, your bones. All of it is made up of collagen, right? And I used to get really interested in collagen, you know, 15 years ago as a physical therapist, working with people in pain, pre-surgery, post-surgery, and I started using collagen or recommending collagen to my patients and started to notice they had much better results. And collagen is an interesting thing in terms of what's happened in the past 100 years. You know, our ancestors got plenty of collagen because of the way they would eat. We are very much what we say off the path. We're not getting near near enough collagen. So we're very deficient in it. So it's making the structure of our bodies very weak, you know?
Yeah.
It's why we have so many falls, so many injuries. But in general, we're just extremely deficient in protein because we're so bombarded with refined carbohydrates, right? We're carbohydrates with sugars and dyes and seed oils, and those things are really wrecking our health. So I really consider moving back to protein one of the easiest things that we can do.
And just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. There's great bundle deals at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. It really is a great deal for a great product.
My final pitch is try it for 8 weeks. If you try it for 8 weeks and you stay consistent like what you're talking about here, then you notice it.
From Get Native Path, thanks so much. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Yes. Thanks, Doc.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding. Whoa. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Let's say you're a dad and you want to take your son and daughter on the perfect camping trip. So you pack up the car with all your gear.
We're all loaded up.
And you get the right direction.
Arriving at destination.
And you set up camp right next to a creek.
I caught a fish!
And it all goes perfectly.
Best trip ever, Dad!
And you're the perfect dad. But even if it doesn't go that way, and your gear ends up on the highway, and you get completely lost.
Where are you going?
And your campground is near a beehive. It can still be the perfect camping trip, because kids don't always see things the way you see them.
Best trip ever, Dad!
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of siblings in foster care who'll take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
La la la, la 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 la. All right, at the risk of giving Chris credit for two things in a row in the first half hour of the show, that was funny. So, Chris, because he's a bad man, always says that Clyde is dumb.
Uh-huh. Well, he is.
But he just had several teeth extractions last week, mm-hmm.
And he's a lot smarter now.
And you said,
well, they don't call him wisdom teeth for nothing.
That was funny. See, that was funny.
Well, I mean, I think the teeth were getting in the way of, like, his brain synapses. And
maybe,
now that those
maybe that's what... Has Trump been to the dentist? Maybe that's all it is.
That could be. Who can say?
Maybe it's causing the fascism and the dementia and also the criminality. No. Okay. All right.
Look,
I found
how much smarter he is.
He has always been smart and handsome and romantic and athletic. He's a good boy.
Did you hear that grunt from Bella?
I've seen Clyde run into the stairs.
Bella Louise Gerenzer. I finally pronounced her last name correctly.
You're close.
After 6 months.
What is going on? You're right about things, and I'm pronouncing things correctly. Have we entered a wormhole in the universe?
So. Okay. Did you get some teeth extracted?
But I will. This here it is. Dobie says, the president and attorney general want us to believe that not only did Epstein manage to implement and execute a method to hang himself in prison, he did it all in just the 1 minute, and miraculously during the only time that there was no surveillance video recording. Right. Uh-huh. Welcome, MAGA, to not being Boo Boo the Fool in here. Okay. All right. Someone else, Rob, said there was a character in the Dick Tracy movie named Mumbles, played by Dustin Hoffman.
That's right.
Who I meant with Tom Holman. I didn't mean Mushmouth. See, I knew there was a movie character. Thank you, Rob. Yeah. What's his name? Mumbles from Dick Tracy. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour, Bob Seska next.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
We were here around the table when Hurricane Helene struck, and I did not hear Jesse Waters, who I'm thrilled is back around the table, saying that Donald Trump should stop spreading lies about the Biden administration and the FEMA funds. Trump came out and he said, they're giving your FEMA dollars to illegals. They're housing them with your FEMA dollars. Then he said, you're only going to get $750 from FEMA, which was a complete lie.
Oh, we love you, Jessica Tarlock.
We do. She's
bitch
our best
slapping,
friend.
What's his smug? Jesse Waters. I can't tell any of their stupid smug faces apart on Fox News. Okay. All right. We have a lot to get to. Let's bring Superman to me, please.
Speaking of dreamy, hunky men, why? Bob Seska joins us now.
That immigrant Superman.
You're cute. I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
I saw the new Bob Seska Superman shirt. Jody Hamilton showed me. I'm going to buy one. And I think you should, too, at BobSeska.com.
That's right.
Yeah, I imagine you have thoughts on the right-wing hating the new Superman because something, too woke, he's an immigrant, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Wait till they find out it was created by two Jewish guys.
Oh, my God. Know? What?
The character. Yeah. By the way, where's blue tights? Where's his trunks on the outside? Fox News. Shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking. They're wearing, he's obscene. He's wearing his underpants on the outside.
I think
that's the next thing.
Forgive me. I'm wrong, Bob, but the whole idea is that he's from another planet. Right. Kryptonite.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Of course. And to call attention to that, I guess that's woke. Fine. We own the fact that Superman is from another planet and he's not real. He's a comic book character that happens to have a new movie out, which looks really good, by the way.
It does.
But yeah.
It's getting great reviews, too.
I know. I can't wait.
Well, it's James Gunn. James Gunn, man, can do no wrong. I'm still recovering from Guardians of the Galaxy 3. That movie shook me bad. And if you're an animal lover, that's especially the case. So.
All right. Listen, hold all of your emails. I've got this week. I know I made a grave error last week when Bob and I talked about Alex Jones, and I did not make Bob do his Alex Jones.
Uh-oh.
But Bill in Tampa said, Mama, good morning, you beautiful, sexy, liberal goddess. You know they have to start with that.
Uh-huh.
Bob says, if Bob Seska does not perform for us and do his Alex Jones impression of him crying yesterday over Trump's involvement in the Epstein files, then you should pull his man-meat card. I don't know that I have the authority to do that, Bob, but I mean, oh my God, crying Nazi bitch tears, right?
Well, I got to tell you, learning that Donald Trump is covering up the Epstein list is... It's too much to take. Does this sound fake to you? Does this sound like fake crying to you? Because it kind of is. I'm crocodile tears. I'm putting on a show. And this is me faking crying. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Bob Seska, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a little one-man show there.
Nazi bitch tears. You gotta hear a little.
I think I pulled a muscle that time. I mean, he actually kind of says boo hoo.
Let's get to the chorus. Here we go.
Cracker to carry on. What a precious snowflake. You're gonna cry.
Cry, 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 Alan.
You're gonna cry. Cry, cry, cry. You're gonna cry. Nazi bitch tears.
All right. Yes, he said, I just got to the office and I'm going to throw up. Actually, that was, you know what? That made me throw up a little.
Yeah,
did he say that?
Yeah, he did.
He said, I'm
going to throw up.
I'm physically going to pee. Probably right now my mouth is watering. Gross. Because I have integrity.
Well.
Says the guy that the Sandy Hook parents. Okay.
I wonder if he sounds like a cat puking. Where he goes like, all right, did you see tiny helicopters there? Waka.
I'm eating breakfast. Right. Yeah. Hal Sparks does, though. He sounds like a 1940s.
A 1940s comedian. Hal Sparks does the best cat about to puke impression. He says it's like a zany character from the 1940s, and that's his shtick.
God.
Gotta find the clip on YouTube of Hal Sparks talking about his cat that talks.
He said, I just really need the Trump administration to succeed and to save this country, and they're doing so much good. And then for them to do something like this, it just tears my guts out. But that's when he
tearing
really...
my guts
then
out.
Then he did the full-on John Boehner.
America. When I talk to little children, whenever I talk to little children, it just makes me tear up, break up.
John Boehner's trigger words.
That would be Alex Jones doing John Boehner. crying. It's,
no, but the, what do you call it? John Boehner's trigger words. What were they, Chris? They were tavern.
Yeah.
And also America. And children.
Children.
Right.
Yeah. Little children.
I agree. Yeah. We're going to the tavern.
When I see those little children, it breaks me up. I can't talk about it.
What are we going to do? We're America. Okay. All right, now we're officially having too much fun. So, I mean, but this Epstein thing...
I can
thing...
do a Jack Nicholson impression, maybe a Christopher Walken later. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
all right, I'm having too much fun. Okay. Also, it just gets better and better. Elon Musk yesterday said Bannon is in the Epstein files.
Right.
Boom! Oh, my God. This bag of rats is getting to be so much fun.
Well, and then, you know, I think that was like a subversive making us all want to vomit like Alex Jones, because thinking of Steve Bannon having sex in any form is just utterly disgusting. Where I'm sure like big chunks of his skin falls off from the motion. It just like the leprosy kicks in.
Use hunks of skin.
Whenever Steve Bannon has to move too much, he's just like, whoops, my finger just fell off.
See, that's how they would tie him to it. There's still giant hunks of necrotic lumps of skin where Steve Bannon's been. Oh, my God. If anyone's able to eat after this segment, I'm just going to put this back.
Yeah, I know. Have a good breakfast, everyone.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. All right.
Enjoy those hash browns and sausages.
But it is literally, isn't it, where somehow we meet MAGA, where we're just like, oh, just now you realize that they lie about everything all the time?
I mean, of course they do.
And such ridiculous lies, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's so obvious. I say this all the time, so I'm kind of repeating myself. But Donald Trump, for example, is the world's most obvious liar.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that he's lying, and all of his people think he's the only one telling the truth, and everyone else is lying.
Yeah.
That is utterly brainwashed cult behavior.
Yeah.
This obvious liar, I mean, they're so utterly blind. I mean, yesterday in the cabinet room, very clearly trying to deflect away from the Epstein list by saying, why are we even talking about this now?
Well,
Jeffrey Epstein, that scumbag who I was seen partying with. I mean,
a million times.
There's video, Stephanie. There's video of the two of them palling around, Donald Trump having a great time, joking. He's cracking up Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
He's cracking up a child rapist sex trafficker with his stupid, stupid jokes. And it's all on video. And people are like, I don't know. Is he on the list? I don't know.
I mean, you retweeted Aaron Rupar, said, wow, Trump jumps in and tries to shut down a reporter who attempts to ask Pam Bondi about the missing minute in the Epstein jailhouse tape.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I full-blown panic attack yesterday during this cabinet meeting, right?
Right. And that's the other thing. About him being so obvious, because anyone with a brain in their head observing that video from the cabinet room could very clearly tell that this was a guilty man who wanted to put this whole issue to rest and was doing it in such an over-the-top way that it really emphasized more guilt than if he just said, yeah, I'm on the list.
Yeah.
He might as well have just said, yeah, I'm on the list. What are you going to do? But so he puts on this little show and everyone goes, well, all right, I guess maybe he's not on the list. We should just move on. Everyone in the press.
Yeah.
Do something else. Yeah.
I mean, plus, you know, we had Brian Caramon yesterday just talking about, oh, my God, this was 90 minutes of full on dementia 101. I know, from gold leaf. I mean, just that exchange. But like, who stopped the weapon shipment to Ukraine? I don't know. You tell me. Why don't you tell me? I'm like, can you imagine if Biden said that, right? And it's like, you're blackout drunk defense secretary, obviously.
Yeah, see, the advantage of being a fascist dictator is you don't have to answer any questions if you don't want to. I mean, that's just it. He's under no obligation to do anything that anyone expects of him, because he can just send in his ICE Gestapo or whatever, occupy cities with a weird military force wearing masks and get away with it. And so, and with a compliant Supreme Court, too. He's just unfettered now, and it's terrifying to look at. See, I just turned that fun thing into an awful thing, but yeah, it's true.
Yeah, as we were saying, I don't know what's distracting from what, or it's just a series of, you know, evil, incompetent things that happen one after the other. I mean, this tragedy is, you know, in Texas, Bob, that is just getting worse by the minute in terms of what the final death toll is going to be.
Yeah.
Do they think we have no memory that he blames every Democrat on every level. He blamed Biden for Texas, and then he tried to catch himself. What did he say yesterday? That was Biden's whole water setup. That was Biden's. That wasn't our. What the heck? What does that even mean? And then he's like, even he knew how ridiculous that sounded, and then said, it's not Biden's fault either.
Entirely Biden's fault.
Oh, my God. He has blamed every, whether it's a red state or a blue state, he blames Democrats or Biden, right? And now it's now suddenly, because Texas is entirely the fault of Republicans, right?
Mm-hmm.
In charge at every level.
Basically. Yeah, I mean, we're all on our own now because it's only going to get worse from here because, as we learned yesterday, Ted Cruz introduced a whole bunch of amendments to the awful budget bill that was passed last week that would further weaken NOAA and their forecasting ability, their ability to be able to predict these sorts of weather events as the climate crisis gets worse and precipitates more of these weather events. The ability of the federal government to protect its people is now significantly diminished on top of the fact that after this hurricane season, FEMA will disappear. FEMA will cease to exist. This has already been announced. And so what we can expect is definitely more weather events. They're not going away anytime soon. And a federal government that's going to do nothing about it. And Donald Trump will continue to get away with it, despite the fact that he spent the entire time during Hurricane Helene talking about how, and I think Jessica Tarloff was talking about this, how Joe Biden gave FEMA money to migrants or something for and which is exactly what they're doing with this death camp in Florida.
Yeah.
So
that's where the FEMA money went.
But
Alex,
the whole thing is being diminished.
Alex, aren't the weather events caused by Obama's tiny airplanes?
Yeah, tiny helicopters and airplanes moving to tornadoes all around. You see the tiny helicopters moving that giant super tornado closer to the town, because then as soon as it hits the town, then Barack Obama can take your guns away.
Right, and flown by lizard people. Pilots.
Flown by shape-shifting lizard people from outer space. They work for Bechtel, IBM, the Bilderbergs.
Yeah, funded by all the Raytheon?
And Raytheon, too.
Yes, I never forget Raytheon in the list.
It's the Bob Seska T-ball.
Yeah.
Me setting Bob up. Jones T-ball. Can I just say this story, though? I say for just because of your Alex Jones, I say this. This is how beyond crazy we've gotten. Militia group plots more attacks on, quote, weather control radar stations after vandalizing Oakland. This is what... I mean, again, they're not fringe. Marjorie Taylor Greene is in Congress about the... the Democrats have... I don't even get it. Weather machines, something? What? I don't... Okay. So, yeah. Mike Myers, is this the guy from the horror movie? It's a different one. Michael Meyer, founder of the anti-government extremist group Veterans on Patrol, posted a warning on his Telegram channel due to recent weather weapon deployed against Texas, which resulted in a high number of child murders. Efforts to eliminate this military treason are being escalated. Hours later, a man broke into an enclosure, including the next-gen live radar system operated by News 9 in Oklahoma City, damaging its power supply, briefly knocking it offline. Meyer said the attack was part of what he calls Operation Lone Wolf, adding he's in discussions online with over a dozen people who are willing to carry out similar attacks on...
on weather radar?
That's part of the Marjorie Taylor Greene something weather machine conspiracy.
Yeah. This is when I go back to my ongoing thesis, which is we need to shut down the internet. The internet came along way too soon in our evolution. Our ability to distinguish between fact and fiction, truth, lies. And we just can't handle it. And this is another case where people are... Turn off the internet for a little while.
Yeah.
Touch grass.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just end with one last one you flagged. Trump said in New England for 50 years they had two whales washed up. And last summer they had 14 washed up. Now, I'm not saying that's the wind farm that was built, but maybe it is. It probably is. Obviously, NOAA. There is no scientific evidence that noise resulting from offshore and site characterization surveys could potentially cause whale deaths. There are no known links between large whale deaths and ongoing offshore wind activities. But, stuff.
Yeah. Well, they also cause cancer, don't you know?
Yes.
Those windmills. If you live close to a windmill, you're going to get some sort of weird windmill cancer.
Well, the whales are obviously getting windmill cancer. So that's, you know.
And then when the, right. And then when the wind isn't blowing, you can't watch TV, darling.
Darling.
That's a, it's one of the things, one of the Trump things that drives me nuts. Where you go, darling, the wind isn't blowing, so we can't watch TV, darling.
I heard you
say
that.
It's like nails on a chalkboard.
No, I heard you say that yesterday. Like, he's not annoying enough normally, but I join you in hating that voice the most when he does the impression of, you know, he and happy wife, Melania. Darling,
the sun isn't shining, darling, so the solar panels can't make us watch TV, darling. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Make it stop.
Make it stop.
Make
please.
It stop.
Make it all stop.
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely right.
Except get your Bob Seska show at BobSeska.com and also your new Bob Seska Superman shirt.
Yes.
I'm off to get one shortly.
New store link under the logo at BobSeska.com. Yes. Thank you.
It'll be my Wednesday uniform, like in Catholic school.
All right. What? I've got one just like your shirt right now, like the baseball style shirt.
Oh, yay. Okay. Yeah. 49 minutes after the hour. The Knockbox.
Knockbox.
This is a section brought to you by Knockbox.
Knockbox.
Listen, if you're traveling, you get some idea, right, what goes into a Knockbox.
Uh-huh.
Don't you leave, you know, instructions for a house sitter, a dog sitter, number of vet, your vet, the code to your alarm system. Think about the steps you take, right to prepare for vacation. Everything goes into your Knockbox. That's N-O-K-B-O-X, theknockbox.com. The code is Stephanie. It's a complete system that helps you organize all your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. Every Knockbox comes with a... And by the way, it's good to have even if you're not about to take a dirt nap. You know what I'm saying? It's good. This is good. People need all this information. It comes with, right? You get everything you need to manage your estate. You get you can put your funeral directives in there, insurance policies, keys to your storage unit. The Knockbox helps you organize it all. Thank you. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the Knockbox of your choice. Go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. Theknockbox.com. The code is Stephanie for 16% off.
This is Too Weird, Man.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, this is all too familiar to me, right? You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, maybe a runny nose or a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope your doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. I start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code is Stephanie at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription. And we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires. You could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This portion of the show brought to you by, it's my little workout pal, Native Path.
Oh, yeah.
Both the hydrate for my bike and hiking bottle. Yeah, my collagen goes in my coffee every morning. It is absorb collagen, and you need it, especially as you age. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain, and I get a glowing, hydrated look with fewer lines and wrinkles as a bonus. This is just for you. Native Path Collagen, a clean single ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. It's flavorless, goes right in your coffee, tea, what have you. And you get all those type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Takes care of everything, all in just a scoop. And then you get, bam, 18 grams of protein on top of it. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. You can get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price. Press free shipping if you go to GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. All right, Mayor Karen Bass coming up in just a couple of minutes. Karen in Chicago, hello, boo-foo-foo.
Hello, good morning. Hello. You know, I am so disgusted. I get more disgusted every single day. The thing, like, with the Epstein stuff, this has been around forever. We, like you guys were saying, we know that he lies like he breathes. We know that he's all over this list.
Yeah.
And the thing of it is, the media is completely complicit in this. Let's talk about what this is. This is two monsters, ghouls. Every single person on that client list, a bunch of ghouls that raped children.
Yeah. Imagine a woman is the only one in prison for this, right? And all of these, you know, child rapists are running free, which they never cared about. It's only when they, for some reason, assumed they were all Democrats.
Right, right.
Ay, ay, ay. So Bob Seska, guess the quote for you. I didn't get to that.
All right.
Who said, Chris, may God bless the great people of Texas, especially the parents who've lost their children. President Trump loves you.
Sam the Eagle.
No, that would be Caroline Leavitt. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Bob said, except for the Democratic parents, he hates them.
Mm.
Yeah. I still, it's hard to absorb a president that routinely says how much he hates half the country, right? He also retweeted, Rollins says there will be no amnesty for farm workers from immigration enforcement. Do they not flip-flop on every issue every day?
Absolutely.
From tariffs on down in this Ukraine. Oh, by the way, MAGA is also losing their over weapons to Ukraine now, right? On top of the Epstein thing. I'm telling you, it feels like even his base is imploding.
Yeah.
And by the way, Bob also said, because we're going to talk to Mayor Bass in a minute, he said, going from things suck now to secession skips over many more practical ways to fix what sucks before landing on secession and the mass destruction that historically follows it. I agree. While I understand the sentiment, especially here in California, Mayor Bass is modeling how you fight back.
Absolutely.
Has just filed a lawsuit, and she's going to tell us about that and much more when she joins us next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with PK and Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at LP, joins us to discuss national and state issues and a what's worse on pizza.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Texas flooding has killed 110 people, but more than 170 remain unaccounted for. ABC's Matt Gutman is in Kerrville, Texas, and says recovery teams are committed to finding every person on the list.
I've been speaking with EMS officials who are telling me that they are going to scour every single inch of the Guadalupe River all the way down to its terminus at Canyon Lake. That's 125 river miles away. It's a process that could take months.
Three were killed in the vacation town of Ruidoso, New Mexico on Tuesday, also from severe flooding. Russia sending more than 700 drones into Ukraine overnight, also firing 13 missiles into the country. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky meeting with Pope Leo today, suggesting the Vatican could host peace talks to end the war. Shake up in the world of Formula One, Red Bull letting team principal Christian Horner go. He has run the team for the last 20 years, which included championships. Red Bull struggled, however, over the past couple of seasons. This is ABC News.